I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now is Buffalo Bison head football coach Rob Hammond. Coach, you finished the regular season 6-2, 4-1 in the conference, and 7-3 overall, including the playoffs. Overall, the Bison put together a pretty solid season this year.
Yeah, you know, when you have a chance to kind of reflect on that final loss, you know, and you put the emotions aside and you can look at the big picture, it was a good year. You know, our kids, I think, exceeded expectations. I know a lot of people had us pick to finish second or maybe third in the conference and to, you know, just maybe be a playoff team, but just to be an easy exit. And, you know, the kids, they did a great job, which is a testament to them and a testament to the other coaches on the team that, you know, anytime you can do better than you're supposed to do and you're playing past your potential, it was a great year. So kids played well. I know we wish we would have won that last game, but, you know, you can't win them all, even though I wish we could. But, you know, overall, it was a good year. It was a fun year. The kids played hard. They played well. They played together. And they did everything we asked of them. And that's all you can ask for. So I'm extremely happy as a coach.
Coach, taking a look at some of the numbers, Buffalo finished the regular season with the number one pass defense in 3A football, the number four run defense, and the number one overall team defense. The Bison defense, they seem to show up pretty much every week.
They did, and, you know, that's a testament to Coach Walker and getting our defense lined up the right way. You know, and our kids just we played a little more simply this year on defense than we have in years past where, you know, we were just going to line up and we were going to run to the ball and we worked on tackling extremely well, you know, and I think that's why our defense did so well. You know, I was talking to the Star Valley coach the next day after the game and he was just impressed on how well our kids tackled. And, you know, even though they had a ton of yards on us, there were very few broken tackles in that game. And, you know, and I think in high school, you know, that's the secret to playing a good defense is just being able to line up so you're not giving the other team a big disadvantage and giving them easy yards. And then, you know, when they're running or catching the ball, if the first guy can bring them down, usually you're going to limit the damage. And our kids did a great job of that. They played intelligent and they played physical. And, you know, and they kept us in a lot of games. There were a lot of games where we kind of started slow on offense and it took a while to kind of figure out what they were trying to do to us. But, you know, in the defense pitches, maybe three shutouts, and they hold a lot of other teams to single-digit scores. You know, that's a success. That's a recipe to win football games, and that's exactly what it did. And it's probably why we were so successful. So, yeah, kudos to the kids when we were playing defense.
And Buffalo finished the regular season with the fourth-best offense in 3A football, including the second-best rushing attack, seventh-best passing attack, and the Bison offense, they put together a solid season, and not only that, Coach, they seemed to get better each week as the season went on.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too, as well. You know, and I haven't looked at the stats, so, it's when you're number one and number four, you know, that's a pretty good season. But our offense did get better. And, you know, there's a couple reasons why. Well, there's a few reasons why, but the offensive line and Coach Glacken we're so lucky to have him on our staff. He's a great offensive line coach, and we got better week to week. You know, and that playoff victory over Powell, no one's been able to line up against Powell and run out the clock, and we were able to do that at the end of that game. So, you know, they did a great job. The receivers, you know, we'll be honest, when most kids say they want to play receiver, that's kind of a translation that I don't really want to block or do anything like that. I just want to be on the outside and catch the ball. But, you know, they bought in. A lot of our big plays at the end of the year happened because the guys were starting to block downfield. And, you know, Bryce's touchdown pass in that Star Valley game was a great example of Zane makes a great block and we're able to get a score and get back in the game. And, you know, they blocked well. And then the passing game came along. The receivers and Eli put a lot of work in all season long because we knew we were going to run into some teams that were going to sell up to stop the run. And we were able to throw the ball really effectively. So, you know, yeah, our offense changed a lot. You know, our plays were different by the end of the year. And, but again, that's a testament to the kids and the coaching staff of we were figuring out what worked and we kept getting better, and that's what it takes, you know, because no one's very good in week one. I don't care who you are. You have to be good at the end of the year, and we did that, especially on offense. We got better and better each week.
And, you know, Coach, from a media perspective, I speak with the other guys that call games as all of our opponents each week, and I think about halfway through the season, the consensus was kind of in 3A football that there was three tiers. The top tier was Star Valley, Cody, Powell. The second tier was like Buffalo, Riverton, Douglas, and then everyone else was in the third tier. And people kind of thought that's how it was going to go as we rolled into the postseason. I don't think a lot of people gave the Bison a lot of credit or thought they were going to get past Powell when they drew Powell in the first round. Buffalo comes out, they play an outstanding game against Powell. Best game of the season. I think they were up 35-0 at one point in that game early in the third quarter. And then come out and play tough against Star Valley. To lose only by 11 to Star Valley, I think was pretty good for the Bison as well. It says a lot about this team that they had the disappointing loss against Riverton Week 7, then come back and finish strong with those final three games.
You know, and I wish you didn't have to learn lessons by losing football games, but we did in that Riverton game. You know, we won a few games in a row, but we hadn't really played well, and our kids honestly thought they were going to come out and win that game. You know, and Riverton beat us, and we learned from them. You know, and I learned from them in the Powell game. I just called my offensive plays a lot like the Riverton coach did. Fearless and just playing aggressive to win and get ahead. But you know, I agree. I had a lot of people after the game were shocked that we beat Powell. But you know, if you're not around the team, it's hard to, you know, you can gauge speed and size and talent, but you know, the character in the room and the discipline in the room, the greediness of kids, you know, that's a hard thing to judge. And we had a high character team this football year when it comes to not giving in and playing hard for each other. And I think that's why we won the Powell game. And I think that's why we hung around with Star Valley, is our kids just, you know, refused to quit and just played extremely hard. And they were buying in and believing all year long. And that's why, you know, in that Powell game, it was a cold, miserable game. And you know, I honestly believe our kids wanted to play more than the Powell kids did, and that's just it. That's just kids wanting to play. You know, in that Powell game, we were playing to win, but honestly, we were playing because we didn't want the season to end. They wanted to play together another week, and the same thing for Star Valley, because there's such a finality in football when you lose, and I think the kids enjoyed each other so much that they were truly playing for each other. And you throw the cliches around like, you know, brotherhood and all that stuff, and what we say is we just want a whole bunch of we guys, not me guys, and we really had that this year. So I think that's why we were able to break through, and maybe we didn't have the most talent, but, you know, we were as united as anybody. So, again, all the credit in the world to the kids this year for buying into what we preach.
And it was a heck of a lot of fun to cover the team all year, Coach. It was a fantastic season from week one right to the end, and I guess I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, as I didn't tell you I was going to do this before the interview. So hopefully you don't forget some kids, but maybe you want to mention some of the seniors that have suited up for the last time as Bison football players.
Yeah, you know, and I know I'm going to forget somebody, and I don't want to, but, you know, my memory when I'm talking is just to pull up all those guys. But this senior class is something special. And, you know, I think about it, we started mixing a lot of these kids in when they were sophomores. And, you know, since they were sophomores, their record is like 16-6 or something like that, I think. You know, multiple playoff wins. And those kids just really bought in really well. They, you know, I started preaching to do things differently a couple years ago. We don't hit very much in practice, and we work on speed and you know, I just kind of changed my philosophy, and they bought in, and you can see it started to pay off. But, you know, if you go down the list, you got the two Camino cousins, Bryce and Hazen, turned into dynamic playmakers and tacklers out there. Jacob Comer, he moved to us from Sundance, and thank goodness that we had him, because we would have been lost on the O-line without him. And, you know, Cohen Gossard, Cohen last year was playing safety and receiver for us and kind of found his way to the bench halfway through the year and rededicated himself and turned into a heck of a tight end and a defensive end. You know, Cam Johnson had never played before, maybe since middle school, and he came out and he's a weapon for us at the end. And, you know, it was special to have him come out and learn that he still loved football. You know, we had James King. James had never played before either, and he came in and tried to learn how to play on the offensive line his senior year, which is an impossible task. But he didn't get on the field much at all, but he's a practice player all year long, and he was important in what we did. You know, Miles Packard, Miles was as beat up as anybody this year, never complained. You know, he looked like the junkyard dog at the end of the year. The kid really sacrificed himself. We had Lance Rabel. Lance turned into a truly outstanding lineman, and he was a leader for our guys on the offensive line. And nearly every single play, he was telling all of the linemen what to do. You know, A.J. Ramirez is a senior for us. you know, AJ, he didn't get on the field very much either. And just when he was starting to get on the field this year as a senior, he got hurt. But, you know, AJ never complained, and he's never a selfish kid, and he got us better in practice all year long. You know, Will Hammond, Will had a great junior year. He was all state, and he was bit by the injury bug this year. But, you know, to watch him finish that Star Valley game with two knee braces and two torn MCLs and an ankle surgery, you know, he's just a warrior, and he's going to be missed. And, you know, and then Eli was just, he did everything for us this year. He made plays and he led. So, you know, I hope I got them all. I was just trying to go through the offensive line. So anybody out there, if I missed them, it's not intentional, but this is a great group of kids. They bought in, they did everything we asked, and they left some big shoes to fill, which is what you want. You know, I mean, if you ever have a year that you're not going to miss the outgoing seniors, you probably haven't done it right. So, you know, the kids next year, they're going to step up, and I know they will, but this is a special group of seniors. And, you know, I personally, coaching my own son and then knowing a lot of these kids, six of those kids were on my T-ball team when they were 5 years old. So it was fun just talking about some memories after the game, but we're definitely going to miss them because they did a great job.
That's fantastic. And Coach, you mentioned something. You mentioned that you've recently started to change your philosophy as a coach, and I would imagine that's not easy for a coach. You probably think, you know, this is how things should be, and if we do it this way, we'll win games. And then for a coach to change that, what did it take to get you to that point, and how difficult was it for you to actually accept, yeah, I'm going to change how I do things?
I think part of it's maturity as a coach, and just kind of maybe embracing, you know, my own personality. And I was old school for a long time, and we were going to just kill each other in practice. And I thought that was going to translate to the game. And I slowly started to realize that we were always outmatched numbers wise, and we had to keep kids healthy, and there weren't any big kids running around, and you can't just make big, but we learned how to make kids fast and spent a lot of time in the off season. And, you know, and I guess it was tough. Honestly, the hardest thing to do was to try to convince the assistants, because I have this dream in my head of how we're going to play football, and they're looking at me like I was crazy. But credit to those guys too. You know, we don't stretch anymore. We don't do traditional warm-ups. We do all these other weird things called RPR. But you know, I just what we were doing wasn't going to get us over the hump. And we were 4-4 and losing in the first round of the playoffs when we were in 3A, and I just felt like our kids deserved more than that, and they were better than that. So, we just changed what we did, and luckily it worked out, because, if it doesn't work out, you look like the worst coach in the world and you start to doubt yourself. But it's working out, and I think our kids are buying in, and I think we're going to keep having success. And, you know, other people are going to catch up to us, and we're going to have to adapt again. But, you know, you're getting better, you're getting worse. You can't just stay the same. So hopefully we're getting better as we keep going forward.
And Coach, this was a really fun year to cover the team, and thank you for doing interviews with me each week and post-game. We appreciate it, and thank you for taking the time here today.
Well, and thanks for covering our kids. They love it. You know, we live in a small town in the middle of nowhere, so for them to hear people talking about them on the radio makes them feel like they're big time. So you do a great job, and we appreciate everything.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Once again, head coach Rob Hammond for the Buffalo Bison football team.